to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A stunning development in the case of a missing mother of five in Connecticut. It involves her estranged husband, who's accused of killing her. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Elisa, Fotis Doulos was discovered unresponsive at his home in Farmington earlier this morning. He was to appear at a hearing today in Stamford that might have sent him back to jail. There's been no official confirmation of his current condition. Doulos was charged with murder and kidnapping after the disappearance of his wife, Jennifer, last year. He pleaded not guilty. Doulos' girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, and attorney Kent Mowenny still face conspiracy charges. Doulos' attorneys have given several different accounts of Doulos' current condition. Comments are expected from police soon. Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. Now, initially, the Hartford Courant had quoted a defense attorney for Fotis Doulos as saying he was dead. But again, police are not confirming that or saying anything yet about his condition. The NTSB remains on the scene of the California crash that killed nine people, including an NBA legend.
As Los Angeles waits for word on a ceremony or memorial service for Kobe Bryant and his daughter, investigators are in Calabasas at the helicopter crash site gathering evidence. NTSB board member Jennifer Homedy has asked people to send them pictures and videos of the foggy weather in the area Sunday morning. She says there was no black box on this Sikorsky aircraft, which is not required to have one.
There was an iPad where ForeFlight, which is essentially a flight plan, weather briefings, and the pilot uses that in flight.
The pilot, an expert at flying in challenging conditions, had obtained special visual flight rules clearance to fly in the cloudy and foggy weather.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Recapping Wall Street, a rally for the Dow, the S&P and the NASDAQ are up more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. I always love it when elected officials fight for a good cause when it comes to their constituents. And so it is with Victoria Seaman, a city councilwoman in Ward 2. She is fighting a very good fight, an uphill fight, I got to admit, but she's got the people on her side. Victoria Seaman joining us. Victoria, first of all, good morning. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning, Kevin. It's always great to be on your show.
Give us the backstory. A special use permit. First of all, explain what that is. Is it a zoning thing? Is it a planning commission thing? Exactly what does it deal with? And explain, in this case, what folks want to do.
Well, it's all of the above. When you want a special use permit, it is exactly that. You need a special use permit to bring in certain types of businesses, and marijuana dispensaries are one of those things. Now, the ironic thing about this space and this special use permit, it's the third applicant coming in over the last few years that's trying to get in the exact same place as a marijuana dispensary, and the people have already spoken with the last two and this one that this is not harmonious to the location. And I'm really shocked that with over 200 people in two different town halls, with 95%, maybe 98% of the folks who are completely against having the dispensary in that location because of the location, due to a coder school, churches, synagogues, homes, a place where children congregate, they get dropped off from their bus. There's a movie theater in the area, and they have spoken loud and clear they don't want a dispensary in that location because they believe it's not harmonious, and the applicants keep pushing forward.
Would they be, if they are successful, would they be doing anything illegal? Would they be doing anything that violates city ordinance or otherwise? If they did get a special use permit, would they be doing something extraordinary?
No, they would not. If they are approved by our city council, they would not be doing anything wrong. But again, you have to be approved by the city council because it is a special use permit.
Okay. How far have we gone in the process? I understand it passed one hurdle. Now I think it goes to the city council, the full city council. Can you tell me where we are in process?
You're exactly right. It goes through the application. I asked them to do town halls before they did anything else. They did comply. And they went straight to the Planning Commission, and they got it approved through the Planning Commission, and we are the last stop. So if we are a no, then they will not be approved to put their dispensary there.
How do you explain it breezing through the Planning Commission?
Well, that was really surprising, since none of the Planning Commissioners, except the one from Ward 2, Sigal Chadha, who is my planning commissioner, actually showed up at the town halls before she was going to make any type of decision and really saw that they were adamantly opposed to this location. And apparently when she, you know, moved to deny the application due to that, there were planning commissioners who had never showed up, who voiced that, oh, they should be everywhere, not even knowing where the location is, what the constituents, how they thought about that location or what transpires in that location. So we were really shocked that they went against the planning commissioner of the ward that it was being proposed, because normally you would defer to that planning commissioner or council person because they're the ones that have done the homework. But apparently it got passed. I don't know all the reasonings why, except what I heard while I was watching it on the television. But you know, I have asked them to withdraw their application twice, not once, but twice, and we're still moving forward. They have not withdrawn their application. So I'm hoping that folks will continue that fight and show up on February 5th to the city council meeting at 9 a.m. and we will move forward to try to stop this, because this, I was elected by the constituents, and the constituents of my ward spoke loud and clear about the location not being harmonious.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Ward 2, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. Whatever happened to that collegial sort of thing that they normally have on the City Council, and maybe even the Planning Commission, for all I know, where if a City Council man or woman says, I like the project, it gets approved. If you don't like the project, it gets voted down. What is there something going on here we don't know about?
Well, I'd like to believe that we still have that on the council. And, you know, I have spoken to my colleagues, one at a time, and just explained to them what we went through in the town halls. And I hope that they will defer to me, since I've done the homework on this. I've done the town halls, and I'm still hoping that we have that harmonious, I'm going to defer to the councilwoman, because she's the one who's actually done the homework. So I'm hoping that the constituents will have their way, because it's their ward, and we will be able to deny the application.
What is your sense from counting noses? Do you have the votes?
We don't count votes. We are not allowed to count votes. We don't count votes. And again, I'm just hoping that that the council folks will defer to me as the councilwoman.
Well, let me just ask you this. Like the Supreme Court, where we always try and guess which way somebody's going to vote, depending on the questions they ask or stuff like that, after your visits with each member, do you have a sense of where they are?
Well, nothing is for sure until we actually go on the dais. However, I'm hoping folks will show up again, once again, and it's a lot to ask because they've showed up at two town halls, but if they want their voice heard, I'm asking them to please show up and let the other, I know how they feel. I know that they realize that this isn't harmonious for the location there, but I would like them to come and let the other council members know exactly what their reasoning is.
Let me just ask you, is there a middle ground? I mean, is there someplace else where this dispensary could go? Maybe even in your district, but just away from schools and away from movie theaters and things like that. Is there a compromise that is out there?
Possibly, but they aren't hearing it. I've asked them to work with me on this, and so far to no avail. And that bothers me when somebody wants to push through and they're not concerned about the neighbors. They're not concerned about the constituents. That really bothers me. They heard their voices loud and clear, and they still want to move forward. And, it's been really unusual to see that with any applicants.
Victoria, in our final minute, there's a lot of money in recreational marijuana. There's a lot of money behind these dispensaries. Do you worry that that there's money changing hands, not necessarily bribery, but just campaign contributions and things like that could move votes?
You know what? I'm going to say this. My job is to represent my constituents, and that's all I'm thinking about, and that's where I'm moving towards. And, you know, I don't even care where they gave campaign contributions. It's all about the ward and the constituents. That's the people I represent, and those are the people that I'm going to fight for.
And are you going to be moving for a vote? Do you want this thing settled on February 5th?
I do. I think we've put the constituents and those neighbors through enough with having to have them come out for two town halls, the Planning Commission, and this is the last thing I'm going to ask them to do, is please show up and have your voice heard for hopefully the last time.
One more time, where, when, how folks can be a part of this?
Well, February 5th is the council meeting, and they can park in the city garage, and we will validate their parking. And I know it's asking a lot, but it's about our community. It's about our neighborhood. It's about us. So I'm asking a lot, but please show up for the council meeting and voice your opinion.
What time again?
9:00.
And it's in the council chambers?
It's in the council chambers, and we will validate your parking.
There's nothing better than that, huh? Hey, the next best thing would be valet. You start doing valet, I'll start showing up. Hey, Victoria.
Let me consider that.
There you go. Victoria, thank you so much. We'll continue to follow this story because this is the will of the people versus some pretty powerful forces. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Coming up, Mandy Merritt, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, will preview the president's speech tonight. President is going to New Jersey. Now, you don't think of New Jersey as a Republican stronghold. It's not. But he's going there. The new member of Congress on the Republican side, Van Drew, is going to be there with the president. And that should be fun. That should be interesting. No, that will be fun. One of the big questions, at least as far as the impeachment is concerned, and that is the issue of John Bolton. Will he testify? Won't he testify? I'll be honest with you. I don't really know. But I will say this. Byron York, pretty smart dude. Let's go to cut eight. Because this is Byron York. He was on with Martha McCallum last night. And he doubts that John Bolton will actually testify. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think he'll testify either. This is something I think John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, said, if we end up going to witnesses, we're going to be here till April or May. And you're going to have court fights. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. They just didn't think this thing out. But I did find it interesting that Byron York, Washington Examiner op-ed writer, doubts that John Bolton will actually testify.
The important thing to remember is everybody is extremely agitated and everybody is in the dark. We have had an article in the New York Times characterizing something that's said in the book that does not quote from a single word of it, nor has anybody else quoted from a word about this. We've had a denial by the president. We've had a lot of argument about it.
Didn't hear pushback from John Bolton or his people.
We have
people.
Not heard a word from John Bolton. And he
didn't
not
say
said,
that was mischaracterized.
Exactly. He has not said this has been mischaracterized. But nobody knows what's going on. And we've heard some criticism of the president's defense team, and it appears they were surprised by this. It appears, you know, the book was sent, we know, December 30th to the White House, National Security Council, for what's called pre-publication clearing, but it was only to determine whether there was any classified information. It wasn't about was there any executive privilege or anything like that. So it's there for 30 days, so you think, well, the lawyers must have seen it. But everyone is saying, and I don't know if it's totally accurate, but everybody's saying that no, they did not, that the book was quarantined inside the NSC, basically.
Somebody leaked it. Somebody leaked information to New York Times reporters.
The New York Times also reported, and it has been denied by the Bolton side, that Bolton circulated a manuscript draft among some close associates. No details on that. There are plenty of ways this book could have gotten out. But I think if John Bolton is going to be called as a witness, and that could happen, senators are going to have to see the book because they're going to have to measure what he testifies against what he wrote and to see the whole context that he included in a 500-page book about it.
I think it's difficult to imagine a sort of one-for-one witness setup that actually can take place. Joe Biden said today, I have nothing to explain. I'm not going to go in there.
Right.
Hunter Biden would also be reluctant. I mean, how do you see this playing out in 20
well,
seconds?
Well, there has been, in first of all, Republican senators don't want witnesses, the majority of them. But if they do, they want to embrace this idea of reciprocity. The Democrats get one, they get one. The number one candidate would seem to be Hunter Biden. The number two candidate would be the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. Can you stop there if you do that? That's what you're suggesting, that it would kind of spiral out of control. It easily could, which is why the majority don't want to start going down that road.
Here's how I think it will play out. Here is my recommendation to the president's legal team, the president's managers. You simply say, we are a victim of the House managers. They created this monster, this Frankenstein. And that essentially we are at the mercy of time. We've got an election in 9 months. Okay? And because of the, 3-week gap, Nancy Pelosi holding on to the articles of impeachment, we are in a tough situation. And we simply can't, unless we want an impeachment process that carries us into April and May, and the political conventions maybe eventually, this is not going to work. It's simply not going to work. And don't blame us. Blame Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Those are the people that you want to blame. You know, when this book comes out, don't be surprised if the House Judiciary Committee or the House Intelligence Committee doesn't come out with some sort of investigation of its own. And that their number one witness is John Bolton. Stick around. Coming up, we'll get the national perspective from Mandy Merritt, the National Press Secretary for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. That's all next, live and local, now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rebounding from their worst trading day in 3 months after yesterday's sell-off on coronavirus fears. Among the gainers today, financials and tech, with Apple leading the charge. And shares of 3M are tanking after reporting some disappointing earnings results. The industrial conglomerate also says that due to a steep slump in manufacturing and a trade war that has slowed economic growth in China, the company will be issuing a second round of layoffs. The 1,500 job cuts come less than a year after the company announced 2,000 layoffs. And McDonald's taking on its chicken rivals in the breakfast space. The fast food giant is adding fried chicken to its breakfast menu lineup to better compete with the likes of Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. After years of testing, McDonald's will offer its Chicken McGriddle and McChicken Biscuit sandwiches across the U.S. for a limited time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Roger Stern. The president's impeachment trial resuming this hour with more arguments from the defense team. But the big issue is whether to call witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Democrats want to hear from him. Republicans, not so much.
There have only been two Republican senators who have definitively said that they want to call witnesses. And that's Mitt Romney, the Republican senator from Utah, and Susan Collins from Maine.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. President Trump announcing a peace plan for the Middle East.
I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems.
The deal would grant the Palestinians their own state if they meet certain benchmarks, including rooting out terrorism. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan. America is listening to Fox News.
Lara Logan is back. The award-winning journalist returns with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
We see this, but we don't ever see where they go.
We don't know what they've been through just to get here. You could see it on their faces.
I know. This is me at my core.
These guys are runners. They're not going to give themselves up.
It's all happening pretty fast. But I guess this is what you're used to.
You okay?
Yes.
They portray us as villains. That's not the case. And we all have families. We're here to protect our borders, protect our country.
Having the freedom to take on tough subjects and tell it like it is, that's what we have at Fox Nation. That's what sets us apart.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
It looks like it, and this is just more of what we've come to expect from...
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache. And it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her way?
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I had a chance earlier to visit with somebody that knows a lot about what's going on in our nation's capital. She is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. She is Mandy Merritt. I had a chance to visit with her as the president was rolling out a Middle East peace plan with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And I asked Mandy if, in all of this nonsense about impeachment and John Bolton, all this stuff, it sounds like this Middle East peace plan may be another victory for the president.
It looks like it. And this is just more of what we've come to expect from President Trump in the face of unprecedented obstruction from Democrats and from the left and from the mainstream media. President Trump continues to get things done. And that's what we're seeing. Just in the past few weeks, he's gotten USMCA over the finish line. He's gotten phase one of the China trade deal signed. He's now, like you said, meeting with this historic Middle East peace plan. All of these things, and Democrats, all they can do is focus on this impeachment charade. The contrast could not be more stark between what Democrats want the American people to focus on, but what President Trump is actually doing for the American people and for this country. And that's continuing to deliver result after result for this country.
And this afternoon, the president will take his message directly to the people in Wildwood, New Jersey. A lot of people asking the question, why New Jersey? That's not exactly a Republican stronghold.
You're right. And I think this just shows how President Trump appeals to such a broad coalition of voters. New Jersey is typically a blue state, but we've seen over 100,000 people request tickets to this rally. And that's because of President Trump's pro-growth agenda that's delivered results for New Jersey. Just in New Jersey alone, we've seen over 133,000 jobs added to New Jersey since President Trump was elected. And I think we're a perfect example of what we're going to see tonight. Representative Jeff Van Drew is going to be standing side by side with President Trump, who is a someone who not only just showed that he was tired of this impeachment charade from the left, but he switched parties, joined the Republican opposition to this impeachment charade, joining that bipartisan team that is against this impeachment charade, showing that there is this team of just complete sham that this impeachment charade is, that this case for impeachment is so thin that it not only galvanized support from all sides, but it brought people over to the Republican movement. And I think that contrast is just going to be so clear tonight, that Democrats would rather have American voters think that everything is just doom and gloom. But President Trump is going to be showing the American voters, talking directly to the people about how great our country is doing. We have over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. New manufacturing jobs, new wage growth for over 20 months in a row. I mean, America is doing great. New Jersey is doing great. And that is what President Trump is going to be talking to tonight.
Again, Mandy Merritt joining us, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Let me say, does this portend maybe some sort of 50-state strategy for the president's reelect? I mean, is this a sense that this president isn't afraid to go anywhere, that a 50-state strategy might be in the offing?
You're exactly right. We are going after every vote. And that's because not only does President Trump's historic record of results and his message speak to so many voters, but we also have the resources to do it. The RNC and the Trump campaign, we have the biggest ground game and infrastructure operation in party history. We are seeing record-breaking fundraising numbers. And just since this impeachment charade began, we've seen over 600,000 new donors join our movement. We've seen over 100,000 new volunteers join our movement. And this is all just attributing to this massive groundswell of support that we are taking to every single state in this country and making sure that everybody can speak to President Trump's record of results and has the opportunity to take that message and go to the polls in November.
Now, I know that we see national polls and they tell you that's kind of a mixed bag, but one of the things that I found just over the last couple of months, that this president, whether it's Milwaukee or whether it's elsewhere, when this president goes out on the road to these CAG rallies, these Keep America Great rallies, it's not just Republicans that are in the crowd. I know in some of these rallies, upwards of half of the people that are there have no Republican affiliation at all. That means they're Democrats, they're independents. Are you seeing this across the board? Is this at most of the rallies where there are a lot of independents, a lot of Democrats that are there to see the president speak?
You're exactly right, Kevin. Just in this last rally in Milwaukee, there was over 58% of the voters there, of the people in attendance, were not Republicans. So President Trump continues to bring in people from all swaths of the coalition. He put not just Republicans, but undecided, independents, Democrats. And I think something that continues to bring that number upwards is this impeachment charade. People are fed up about what Democrats are doing, how they're wasting their time in the majority, and how they're just continuing to focus on this partisan political vendetta. So they're coming out and listening to what President Trump has to say. He is the best messenger to take what he has to say directly to the people. And his rallies, I mean, they really are unlike anything else. They are a political movement not any one of these 2020 Democrats can compete with. And so these rallies in New Jersey and Nevada and in Wisconsin, anywhere you go, you are going to see voters from all sides of the aisle coming out to hear President Trump.
I want to ask a strategy question. You may have an answer, you may not trying to sandbag you on this, but I'm curious, from an RNC perspective, would you prefer a longer trial with witnesses or a shorter trial? Let's cut to the chase and move on.
You know, we're going to leave that up to Mitch McConnell, but I think that what we are seeing here is that the Democrats are trying to advocate for more witnesses and for more documents because they failed to make their case in the House. They're trying to dress up the need for this to continue going on in the name of transparency, in the name of accountability. But really all it's doing is showing the American people how thin their impeachment case really is. The facts are the facts. There was no quid pro quo. There was no pressure. The transcript has been released. The American people know that there was no crime committed. There certainly was no impeachable offense committed. And they would like the business to be going back to the American people, go back to legislating, get back to what all of these representatives were elected to do.
I'm curious because we see polling that's kind of a mixed bag. But I'm curious, you folks do a lot of data on voters, Republicans and Democrats and independents. Does the American people want do they want this to be over? I mean, what is your sense to the American people?
Absolutely. Polls continue to show Americans are broadly opposed to impeachment, while the support for President Trump continues to grow, especially with the independent voters and those swing voters in places like Wisconsin, Nevada, Minnesota, all of those kind of swinger middle voters that we really need in order to win the election, both on the Republican and Democrat side. Those are really the voters that are just fed up with impeachment and the ones that want this to just this madness to stop and get back to the business of the people. So really kudos to the Democrats for giving people a better, even more of a reason to be fired up for the 2020 election than they even were before.
Maddie, I want to ask you, because the Democrats, people like Al Green, people like Mad Maxine Waters, they're all saying the same thing, that even if the president is acquitted, there will be more impeachment investigations, more articles of impeachment coming out down the road. And the only way that we can combat that, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, is to recapture the House of Representatives and to shut these people down.
You're exactly right. These Democrats have been trying to take down this president since the moment he was elected. First, it was Russia, then it was Mueller. Now it's this Ukraine fishing expedition. Democrats know that the only chance they have of beating President Trump, because they know they can't at the ballot box in 2020, is by impeachment. So this is their Hail Mary. But we certainly need the House and the Senate. We need good people there to support President Trump up and down the ballot. So it is absolutely about making sure we have those people there in place that can support him and make sure that these endless investigations, this massive waste of taxpayer dollars and time, can end so that we can get back to the business of the people and end these political vendettas.
In a final couple of minutes, the president, after today's CAG rally coming up 4 o'clock Pacific time in Wildwood, New Jersey, he will move on Thursday to Iowa, the scene of Monday's Iowa caucuses for the Democrats. And I'm just curious, what will he be trying to add to the mix on Thursday?
Well, what we're seeing in Iowa especially, I mean, these 2020 Democrats are barnstorming the state, but really, if they had it their way, they would never campaign in Iowa or Middle America ever again, because they are not only proposing a government takeover of nearly every aspect of American life, but they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College and so many of the things that our founding fathers have proposed and have made up America. So President Trump is going to be there to, again, talk directly to the people, remind Iowans of just the historic progress that we've seen, again, with the trade deals, the USMCA, phase one of the China trade deal, these historic progress that we've seen that have helped Iowa, that have helped the heartland right before they go to caucus. And this is going to make all the difference, because the 2020 Democrats are advocating for a complete reversal of the progress that we have seen under President Trump. But the American voters are not buying it.
There you have it. Mandy Merritt, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. They're fired up. They're raising a ton of dough. They really honestly are. We need to take a break. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do. You know how we do this, and our final segment of the program is called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you get to talk about whatever is on your mind. It could be something we talked about earlier in the show. It could be something we talked about earlier in the week. Or it could be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We do it every day. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. It can be about the impeachment, Kobe Bryant, TMZ, anything, or something else. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Robert in the P People's Republic of California. Robert, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Rudolph Giuliani broke the law, used national security impermissibly. John Bolton is a witness to that. Giuliani is the snake in the grass, the Judas to the president, and a really dirty rat, mafioso dirty rat. He should be going to federal prison. He's entrapped the president in a crime, but the president's not the criminal. It's Giuliani who committed the crime of violating the law using national security for this chicanery. As far as the helicopter crash, witness said the motor was sputtering. That helicopter was crashed as part of a cover-up of the failure of the impeachment by the Democrats. And I'm sick and tired of this going on. And the Republicans defending Donald Trump are saying, well, everyone could see the national security. That's not the issue. The issue is that Giuliani broke the law by using national security impermissibly. This is a law enforcement event. He should have had told the president, the attorney general should make the call on this to follow up on the prosecution. He purposely misadvised the president. He's the Judas, the snake in the grass, and Giuliani should go to prison over this. And Donald, I called the White House comment line to get through to my friend Donald. Donald now knows this. I've been calling up John Bolton and leaving messages. You're a witness. And you said to the president, it's either him or me, and the president told you to take a hike. But John Bolton, you're a witness. You're the star of this whole thing because you're a witness to Giuliani breaking the law.
Okay. Robert, are you willing to let this thing go until April or May? Because John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, said if we open this up to witnesses and challenges to witnesses and hearings about relevance, then we're going to be here till April or May. Are you okay with that?
No, I want John Bolton to just send a letter to the Senate, saying that he's a witness to Giuliani.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
Crime.
You cannot do that, Robert. Robert, you can't do that without cross-examining.
Well, then I want John Bolton to give an interview to the press.
60
and
minutes.
Bring out to the press like I'm calling you up. John Bolton let out Giuliani's the criminal. He's the snake in the grass. He set the president up on purpose. He's a Judas, and he's a dirty mafia rat with the blood of 911 dripping from his hands.
Wow. Thanks, Robert. Yeah. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're next, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today, Ken?
You know, Kevin, I wanted to try to get on a couple weeks ago when you brought this subject up about the billion-dollar tax hike that the teachers want. And I thought about that, and I think there's only one way to do that. If the teachers want that $1 billion, I think it's got to be performance-related. The way I would do it is I'd give them 25% if they could get the numbers up to, say, from 49th in the country to 45. I give them another 25% if they could get to 40. And then if they could get below 40, I'd give them the remaining 50%. But it's got to be performance-related. They can't continue to be the second-worst school district in the country and get rewarded for it.
But the teachers, no. But Ken, the teachers don't care about performance. They honestly don't. They care about more money. And by the way, I should amend that. The teachers' union. I think there are teachers that do care about performance and accountability. But the problem is the teachers' union really doesn't care. They just don't care. And that's the problem. I like your idea, though. Hey, you get us from 49th or 50th, and you get us to 30th. We'll kick in another, $800 million. You get us into the top 25? We'll give you the $1 billion. But see, that's the problem. Whenever I talk to teachers union people and I say, would you, I think he was getting out of his car. No. Simply put, when you say, well, will somebody please guarantee me that if I spend $1 billion more on our schools, that our schools will not be 50th or 49th in the nation, that they'll be 30th or God forbid, 25th, be right smack dab in the middle. Or if you want to dream, maybe they end up in the top 10. Give them the whole $1 billion and throw in another $400 million just as a reward. I'd be more than willing to do that. If somebody could guarantee me results, I'd say let's throw more money at education. But the problem is nobody can do it. And all we do is keep throwing more money at education, and we get the same result. And you know what that is, doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result? Yeah. That is lunacy. That is just bizarre. But I'm going to tell you something. And Ken, I'm glad you brought this up. Because we need to have that conversation as a community. And we'll get to it. If this thing ends up on the ballot, they'll be folks, the teachers' union will be spending a gazillion dollars on ads. Opponents will be spending a gazillion dollars on ads. I just hope they spend it all with me. Ooh, and this show. Anyway, that's going to do it today. Tomorrow, senators will be asked, well, they'll be asking questions. Yeah, of the House managers and the president's managers. Yeah, it's called Ask the Question. Now, the question is, what kind of answers will you get? I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is a Fox News alert.